Welcome along, I'm Alan Williams and this is the Alan Williams Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Here we go again. I'm smiling away here, guys. I'm laughing at myself because I never cease to amaze myself with how stupid I am when it comes to technology. I always say I'm a technophobe, but today just took the biscuit altogether. I've been recording the podcast on Zoom for the last number of weeks because I wanted to see if the audio quality would be better with the technology I use for Zoom. And one thing that was bugging me over the last few weeks was I was looking at myself on the screen and I was trying to minimize it and it was bugging me and I was like trying to record a podcast but looking at myself on the screen. And then today I logged into Zoom and the camera was all automatically turned off and I had that Homer Simpson moment where I was like, how stupid am I sometimes? I just cannot even believe it. So yeah, the video is turned off today, so I can't see myself while I'm speaking to myself. I'm speaking to an empty room, and it's just the audio, so that's a little bit better. If my voice sounds funny today, it's not because of the audio. It's because I'm dosed with a cold. I woke up this morning with a sore throat, feeling a little bit under the weather. Do you know what? The weather here in Ireland has been horrendous for the last few weeks. Feels like it's been raining for weeks on end. It's not raining this morning. It is actually okay. The sun is shining. It's not warm, but the sun is out. And yeah, it's a little bit better, but I woke up a little bit under the weather. So I do apologize if my voice is not sounding amazing. Or maybe I'm like Phoebe on Friends with her sexy voice, which she's got a cold. Probably not. Probably not. But I'm going to plow on and try and get something recorded for you today. Anyway, today's episode is around time management for busy people. I work with a lot of high performers, a lot of people who thrive in their career, but there are a few things that crop up and time management is definitely one of those issues. It's one of the most common issues. So one of the main reasons I'm recording this session today is because what I see typically is people who are highly stressed, and because they're highly stressed, they're on the go a lot. They're not looking after themselves all that well at times, and then they end up low on energy. Typically, people don't have enough hours in the day, and also health and fitness is often the first thing to go once life gets busy and once work gets busy. So I wanted to give you a few tips today that will help you manage time a little bit more effectively, which will hopefully then help you to manage your health a little bit more effectively, which in turn drives productivity in the workplace as well. So there's a huge knock-on effect when we actually do put ourselves first and make ourselves a priority. Let's get straight into it today. Ineffective time management is the number one reason I see people struggling, chasing their tail all week. They get to the end of the week and they feel like they've actually put so much into it. They feel like there's been a lot of energy expended. They feel like they have given it 120%. But often you look back and you look at the week and go, I actually haven't achieved all that much. I've been putting so much energy in, but maybe I've been spinning my wheels a little bit or I've been chasing my tail. That will often come back to how effectively you are managing your time. And in a lot of cases, there's not much thought put into how you're managing your time. And that's why I want to work through some of this stuff with you today and hopefully bring you a little bit more clarity. I want to give you a few quick tips on this. Maybe grab a pen and paper. It might be useful at this point. First thing I would look at is decluttering your life. Making sure there's no mess around you. Making sure your personal standards are high. Personal standards is a massive thing for me. I was even just thinking during the week back to when I used to run fitness classes. My personal standards were so poor and I didn't realize it. I had no awareness of it at the time. It's only when you start working with coaches and mentors that this stuff comes to light. I would be coming home from class, maybe it could be 11:30 at night, and I wouldn't be getting to bed. It could be like 1:45 in the morning. I'd be up getting food. I would be watching television. I'd be switching off. I would be going to bed 1:45, 2 in the morning, getting up the next day, walking around like a zombie. My life was messy. It was all over the place. If your personal standards are low in one area, chances are they're going to be low in a lot of areas. So declutter your life is the first tip I want to give you today. Even things like your desk. If you've got a messy desk, if you've got a messy car, chances are your whole life is going to be messy. Messy life, messy brain. That is what I would see a lot with people who are busy. Messy life, messy brain. If your desk is messy, your environment is not nice to work in. And then your quality of work is not to the level that it could be. If you are finding your desk is messy, your car is probably messy as well. Maybe you're looking for notes. Half of them are on the desk, half of them in the car. You're a little bit all over the place. Declutter your life is the first thing I would look at. And you can say, how is that going to help me in my fitness goals? It's going to help you massively, because if everything is running smoothly and your environment is set up for success, your productivity levels are going to be much, much higher. Your energy is going to be much, much higher because you're in an environment that you actually enjoy working in. It's an enjoyment. It's an environment that you actually look forward to being in and that you feel gives you energy rather than environments that actually drain your energy. So declutter your life first and foremost. Get rid of all the little tasks that are annoying you and think about actually what is going to allow you to move forward this week with energy, with purpose, and with conviction. So declutter your life. The second tip I'm going to give you today is schedule your day. And I cannot stress the importance of this enough. I get the question all the time, Alan, how are you so productive? You're always doing stuff. You get so much done. How? I can't understand it. How do you have so much time to achieve all these things? It comes back to this, scheduling my day. If the day is not scheduled, all that happens is that I end up chasing my tail. I end up getting nothing done. It's again, I've mentioned it on a weekly basis. You look back sometimes at the end of the week and feel like you've expended a lot of energy but not achieved an awful lot. It's going to be the same on a daily basis. If you haven't mapped out your day, if you're leaving a chance, if you're falling into the day and there's no plan and there's no structure to it, you will not get much done. You will not be as productive as you could be. And then your training and your healthy lifestyle is being neglected because you're not getting the time, because there's no scheduled, there's nothing scheduled, there's no time blocks in place. So something that would take maybe an hour if you had it time blocked is going to take 3.5 hours if you don't. And then you're running overtime, and again, everything else is suffering. Your personal life is probably suffering, your relationships might be suffering, you might not be getting to see your kids and your family as much as you want, and you definitely won't be getting your training done or your fitness goals, because if you're not seeing your kids, your fitness is going to be way down the list of priorities. Schedule your day. The way I do this, folks, I always look at what is going to give me the biggest return on investment tomorrow of my time and of my energy. Those will be the key tasks for me. And those will be 1 to 3 tasks, not 50 tasks. Those 1 to 3 tasks will go into my diary first. Well, no, second. The first thing that will actually go in is my training hour, because that's non-negotiable. That has to happen. That's not for sale. That's my hour. That'll always go in first. After that, it's those 1 to 3 tasks. And I'll normally schedule them early in the day. I'll try and get the biggest tasks done earlier in the day, because then I'm gaining momentum rather than having it hanging over me all day and then feeling like it's there and it's taking energy and you're putting it off and you're procrastinating on it and then it's overwhelming by the time you get to it. But I'm going to caveat that by saying we're all a little bit different in terms of how our bodies work. Some of us have more energy in the mornings, other people have more energy later in the day. I would align the biggest tasks with when you feel your highest energy. For me, that is usually morning time or early afternoon. So I will try and get as much done as I can during that phase of the day so that it's all out of the way by evening time and I've gained momentum and I've got something going for me that I feel, okay, the day is flowing from here. I'll try to have most of my big stuff done by lunchtime. And then my training time is normally around 12 o'clock because, again, that's when I find energy is optimal. I don't want huge amounts of stuff left until evening time when maybe energy is lagging a little bit. So, how do I schedule my day? I have an old school diary. Now, I know there are a lot of apps these days. You've got the likes of Google Calendar, which is absolutely fantastic. Use that if you're a techie person. If you're like me that couldn't figure out to turn off the camera on Zoom to solve my little problem earlier, then I would suggest there's nothing wrong with going old school. I love pen and paper, and I typically will use pen and paper over apps 90% of the time, but that's just my personality. There are other people who will completely flip that over, and there'll be 90% apps, which is absolutely fine as well. But I will map out the whole day, and I will schedule it as tightly as I can. So I will always start the day with a little bit of priming myself, a little bit of a morning routine. And this is something I would massively recommend for high performers as well. Not just falling out of bed and straight onto your phone scrolling and into emails and straight into work, because then you're stressed right from the get-go. I like to take a little bit of time in the morning. If that means getting up a little bit earlier, that's absolutely A-okay with me. I get up a little bit earlier. My morning routine, I will get some breakfast and then I'll get out and I'll do 5 laps of a walk of the local park here beside me, which takes me to 4,000 or 5,000 steps before I've got into work. But this is not just about getting steps up. This is about getting the body moving, priming the body for the day, getting blood flowing, getting the brain working. By the time I get to start work, I feel like I'm in control. I feel like I have had a good solid start to the day. I feel like I'm calm, I'm relaxed, I'm ready for it. If I fall straight into work onto the laptop after getting out of bed, stress levels are high, cortisol levels are high, and it's just not a pleasant experience. You're not going to be operating at the same levels. So that's just a little piece of advice. When I'm scheduling my day, that's what will normally go in. And then just as little examples, you could put in certain time slots. Like for me, it might look like maybe I've got a client call booked at 10 a.m. That could be 10 a.m. to 10:30. 10:30 to 11 could be client communications. We have WhatsApp groups with clients. It could be checking in on the Facebook group. It could be creating content. But I will map out the most of my day, time block everything. I usually leave an hour of white space. The reason I leave that white space is because life will always throw stuff at you and stuff will come up and there'll be curveballs and you might need to be flexible at times. So I always think planning and scheduling is good. Flexibility is great. So there's the difference. Timing and planning is good. Flexibility is great. That's why I leave 1 hour of white space just for the stuff that goes wrong, because typically things will go wrong. There'll be unexpected things. There could be some client having a freak out, for example, that's completely unexpected, and you may have to deal with that. So you guys will have that in your own lives as well. You'll know what that looks like for you. So schedule your whole day, map it out. I think that's hugely important. I usually will do this at the end of a work day. So when I get to 5:30 this evening, that's when I will map out tomorrow, and I'll know then. I'll have a better idea of what the big things are that need to get done. And yeah, that's the way that I remain productive as possible. And when you time block things and there is a time limit on it, you will get it done. Like if you give it 1 hour, it'll take 1 hour. If you don't give it a certain amount of time, it'll take half the day. And that's how you're going to get some time back for yourself and for your training and your own well-being. The next tip I'm going to give you is the four D's. The four D's is simplistic, but it's hugely helpful, and a lot of you guys won't be doing it. What are the four D's? The four D's are drop, delay, delegate, and do. And this is splitting up the tasks into levels of importance, I guess. You guys probably do to-do lists to a point, which are great, ticking things off. I love that myself. But if you want to go a layer deeper, and if you're overwhelmed at the moment, it's a great idea to do this if you are overwhelmed and you feel like there's so much on your plate. Make a list of everything. So you've got your to-do list, but then split it up. Split it up into, firstly, drop. Drop is the things that don't really need to be done. It's the things that you feel you have to say yes to, but you don't really want to say yes to. And they're actually not as important as you maybe think they are. And yeah, like just as an example of this, I have a client, and when she first came on board, she was saying yes to everybody else. But if you're always saying yes to everybody else, you're saying no to yourself a lot of time. For her, she was volunteering a lot at her local GAA club. And she had started off coaching a kids team because one of her kids was involved in the team, which was fair enough. But over time, she was getting roped into doing everything, coaching other kids teams, or sorry, coaching other underage teams. Like I think she was treasurer at one point, getting involved with the lotto with fundraising. Because she wasn't able to say no, and people knew she wouldn't say no, she was getting asked to do everything, and then that people pleaser element was coming out, and suddenly she is way more on her plate than she can handle. And what happens? Who suffers in the middle of it all? She's the only one suffering in the middle of it all. Everybody else is gaining because she's doing everybody else's jobs. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with volunteering for your local GA club, and clubs like that would die if people didn't do it, but it can't all fall on one person. There has to be other people stepping up as well. So she ends up doing the job of several people, and she ends up putting on 2 stone, and she ends up not being able to, I suppose, do her own training, look after herself, and not getting the quality time that she wants with her own kids and with her own family. So that's an example of stuff that maybe you have to drop. Or certainly you could cut it back. You could say, okay, I'm going to just get involved with the team that my kid is playing on. The other teams are not my responsibility. And I think that's a fair enough halfway meeting point. So what are the things that you can drop? What are the things that you are saying yes to that you think you have to do, but you actually don't? The second D is delay. What can wait? What's not absolutely urgent and fundamentally important right now? What's that thing? If you look at your list, that thing is probably taking a lot of energy from you because you feel like it has to be done and it's on your mind as something that has to be done. So again, we're seeing the drip and tap effect. It's this drip, 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 drip of your energy. And you feel like this has to be done. But if you gave yourself permission to put it off, and you gave yourself permission to say, do you know what, that's not absolutely urgent. That could wait till next week. That could wait till next month. By giving yourself permission, you've taken the expectation off it and you've closed the loop. So it's no longer draining energy. So what are the things on that list that you could delay that don't have to be done right now? The third D is delegate. What can you hand off? What can you hand off in work? What can you hand off in your business? And also, what can you hand off in your everyday life? Maybe it's family life. Maybe there's stuff around the house that you're doing everything and you could pass some of that off to somebody else. I'm sure there are other people living in the house as well. Don't be afraid to delegate. One thing I pass off a lot of time if it's really, really busy is my food. And you might say, how can you delegate your food? I can delegate my food by when it's really up the walls. If there's a week that I know is going to be chock-a-block. For example, I'm coming into a live event week very soon. We run incredible live events for clients twice a year. They're the absolute top events of their sort in Ireland. Nobody in the fitness industry does what we do. They're phenomenal events, but they take a huge amount of bandwidth. I organize the events, I'm speaking at the events, I'm making sure everything runs smoothly on the day. There's a million and one moving parts. I know the week of an event is going to be among the busiest weeks of the year for me. So how will I delegate on that week? Well, firstly, I'll do practical stuff in terms of the logistics. I will get people doing smaller bits for me. Like if I can hand off bits and pieces to People that I get working for me, not that I have staff as such, but people will do bits for me behind scenes that I can hand off. My videographer, I will hand a lot of stuff off to him if that is something I can do. Like the least that I need to be involved in terms of the videos and the planning for the videos, the better. I will leave that in his hands because I know he's more than capable of it. There'll be maybe interactions with the hotel that I will keep to a minimum, and I will absolutely ensure that they organize as much of the running as they can in terms of food, in terms of the equipment that we need, in terms of setting the room up properly. I will hand as much of that off to the event organizer in the hotel as I can, so I'll delegate. Another thing I will delegate on that week is my food. And again, I come back to this point, which I went off on a tangent on, but I will delegate my food. If that week is really busy, I will get the likes of Fit Food Meals, which you can get in Lidl. They're pre-prepared, they're high in protein, they're healthy meals, they're really, really handy. Obviously, I don't use them all the time. It will get expensive if you were using them all the time. But during really busy periods, those will be in the fridge and they'll be ready to go. Hop them in the microwave, and it gives me an hour back that maybe I could be using for other things. So that's delegate. What can I delegate? And then the last thing is do. What do I actually have to do right now? What is essential? What can I not put off? What can I not drop? What can I not delegate? And what actually has to be done at this moment in time? But if you go through the four Ds, your to-do list will have got a lot smaller. The do will be much, much less than what it was on the original list. If you work through it, work through the four Ds, the drop, delay, delegate, and do, that will give you a lot of time back and energy back because there is always time. Like I work with some of the most busy people in the country and around the world, even with clients all over the world. And some of them are incredibly busy. Some of them are really, really high performers. But yet, they manage to look after themselves. They manage to find that time because they make that time. And this is not about finding more time, it's about making more use of the time that you've got. That's what it is. It's about optimizing time, not looking for more time, because you'll never get more time. There'll only ever be 24 hours. It's up to you about how you're going to structure that and how you're going to make that work for you. And yeah, there may have to be other people involved in that planning and process as well. You may have to chat to your partner and see how you can make it work for each other. But there's a few tips today, and I could go on all day with this. But one thing I'm going to leave you with is, even before you went to these tips, think about what actually is important to you. What are your values? What matters most? And if I was to ask you that question, and I ask this question in corporate workshops all the time, everybody comes back with the same answer. Family, friends, kids. Those are the most important things. Is your calendar aligned with that? If I was to look at your calendar, would it show me that your values are those things? Because here's the thing, if you're not looking after your health, you're not showing up at your best for the people that matter most to you. That hurts to hear. That hurts to hear, but it's true. If you're not looking after yourself, you're showing up irritable, you're showing up low on energy, you're showing up cranky at times, you're not thinking as clearly as you would if you were looking after yourself. You're showing up probably low on confidence, low mood if your body's out of shape. And that is a huge knock-on effect to the people around you. Whereas if you're showing up at your best and you are making time to look after yourself, it's a whole different ballgame. You're in a much, much better place. You're out of that rut, you're positive, you're enthusiastic, you're enjoying life. You're feeling energetic, your confidence is much, much better, and you're just a nicer person to be around. There's a huge knock-on effect. That's before we even start to look at your health and what that would do to your business if you're not looking after yourself, and to obviously your family and your friends and the people that are important to you as well. So it's just worth thinking about. So when people say they don't have time, I always say, well, what are your priorities here? What matters to you? And then it's about making a count. And I think that also takes away an element of guilt. If you know that these are your priorities and these are your core values, work is not the most important thing in the world, well, then you feel like it's okay to give yourself permission to actually look after yourself because you recognize the benefit of it. So that is a few thoughts today, guys. I hope you've enjoyed that. I hope something has resonated or landed or at least given you some food for thought. I currently have places available in my coaching program. We opened up five places at the start of the week. We're down to two places now. I do have two places left. If it sounds interesting to you, if you want to get in shape, if you want to lose weight, if you want to optimize your health, your well-being, your performance, if you want to look more in depth at time management, if you want to look at managing stress, that's all the type of thing we do. Sleep is another huge factor. These are the sort of things that we delve into in a big way to optimize the life that you are living. And if you're a high performer, you want to make sure you're optimizing, just as you do in businesses and in your career. That's going to be even further optimized if you are looking after yourself. So I have two places left. If this sounds interesting to you, drop me a message, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whatever platform you have me on. Drop me a message there. Send me the word info and I will get all the information across to you in relation to the program. Hope you've enjoyed this. I have been struggling through this a little bit today because I am under the weather with a cold, but I hope I've brought you some value. And please God, you've got something out of it. And I look forward to hearing from you. Have an incredible week and I'll speak to you very soon.